This is Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson. Our latest listener challenge was both really simple and really demanding. Scare us in 30 seconds or less. We called it...
Wes Craven presents Studio 360's Scary Short Film Fest.
We asked you to create 30-second horror films. And we asked our judge, the filmmaker Wes Craven, to decide which ones were best. We got more than 300 movies from Canada, Italy, England, and all over the United States. Some are funny, most are scary, a couple of them are about eggs, and a few are so creepy we had to force ourselves to watch them twice. Now Wes Craven is back to reveal the winner and top runners-up. Wes, welcome back to Studio 360.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
So how did you feel about the scary shorts overall?
I thought that they were at a very high level. I was really impressed and entertained by all that I saw. And there is a great amount of imagination and sophistication also in these, and none of them were about Star Wars. The last time I did something like this was a Project Greenlight, and I think about three-quarters of the films were some sort of a Star Wars takeoff, so it was nice to have them all refreshingly original.
That's interesting. No, the Project Greenlight program, which I loved, that had you and people like Ben Affleck helping up-and-comers make features. So do you think that because they had to make something out of the box, didn't have much time to do it, it had to be 30 seconds, that summoned up sort of a different kind of instant creativity than this big, serious Project Greenlight did?
I think so. And I was kind of a strong advocate for not having any particular theme or phrase that had to be in them. I wanted it just to be sort of sui generis to each of these people, just something that came out of their own imagination without any impediment or some direction they had to go. And they all felt very, very unique and personal.
Yeah. Well, we will get to the winner in a minute, but first I want to talk about a few of the runners-up, starting with a film called A Boy and His Robot by Tim Smith in Cleveland. It starts out with this poor girl being tortured, it seems, in a dungeon and then pans out to reveal this creepy robot arm and a little boy in his bedroom controlling it.
Steve, time for dinner, now.
I got to say, that was maybe my favorite. I didn't see that coming. What did you like about it?
You know, you see this girl just screaming like she's being tortured. You don't actually see anything. And then you see this robotic arm come into frame. So it's very clean, very economical, and, kind of insidious seeing a little kid doing that.
Yeah. I wondered about that. I mean, it seems like we had a theme of evil or misguided children performing horrific things. And maybe the most haunting in a certain way is another of your runners-up called Those We Love, made by Alex Smolo in Los Angeles, which starts with this family burying their dog in the backyard. And, of course, there's a twist.
I hope you understand why we had to put Scout to sleep. When someone we love is sick, we want to help them, right? We just help Scout not to be sick anymore.
I know.
Cut to the little boy looking sad inside the house, and the mother comes out of a distant bedroom.
Honey, could you come here for a second? The baby's burning up. I think something's wrong.
Next thing you know is the little boy goes into the garage and gets something, but they don't show what it is. And then you see him step into the hallway where the mother just came from, and he takes out from behind his back a hammer and goes through a doorway.
When someone we love is sick, we want to help them. We just helped him not to be sick anymore.
Boom, and you're out again. So it was very, very cleanly done, mostly with just with vision. And I thought the one thing that sort of knocked it out of first position for me was that there was the repeat of the father's line. And I felt like the audience doesn't need that. They're right up with you, and you don't need to tell them, hit them over the head with it. So that was a good case of where less is more.
Right. Now the winner, which is a film called Jack by Jake Jarvie of Chicago. And I'll let you describe this since it's your chosen best.
Jack begins with a shot of a Jack-in-the-Box box sort of tumbling into frame, and you're immediately dollying at floor level past the box and along the legs of a young man, and you come to his head, and he's terribly bloody, horribly wounded. But you just keep, you know, moving, and you're onto the feet of a young woman and up her body, and she's screaming, and at the very end you reach her head, and she turns and looks into camera, and then there's a extreme close-up that comes, and you look into her eyes, and in her eyes are reflected the creature from inside the Jack-in-the-Box box, which Jack himself, with a knife in his hand. Again, boom, you're out. It was just, it was done, I thought it was slick in the best sense of the word, very, very well lit, very well conceived. All one shot, or two shots, I guess it was. But, you know, very, very powerful and unsettling.
Well, let's get the filmmaker on the line, Jake Jarvie, and we'll let him know that he's the winner.
Yeah.
Hi, Jake.
Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Jake. Hey, this is Wes Craven.
Hi, Mr. Craven.
How you doing?
Really well. It is an honor to get to talk with you, man.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, I just thought you might like to know that you are the winner.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm kidding.
That is...
No, I'm not kidding.
That is amazing, man.
You are the winner. Your Jack, I thought, was really terrific, scary, very, very professional looking, and beautifully done. And I just thought it was the top of the heap of a very, very, very nice heap, by the way. A lot of great competition that you had, but I thought yours was the best, absolutely.
Wow. Thank you so much, sir. That is incredible. I mean, like, you made Scream. You made Wes Craven's New Nightmare. I mean,
thank you.
Awesome.
Jake, I have goosebumps listening to you two talk. I assume perhaps you have some goosebumps going on.
I certainly do. I certainly do, Mr. Anderson.
And where did the idea for Jack come from?
Well, the idea came because as soon as I heard about the contest, I was like, I have to come up with something. And so I just thought about something that would be interesting to me and to try and do it in one shot, like with a series of focus pulls over one dolly shot, sounded really interesting to me. I had to cut to get the close-up on the eye. I couldn't make that all in one shot. And then I wanted to do a title card, the reveal of his actual name, the One-Eyed Jack reveal, in a title card, but it was much cooler carved into the bottom of the box the morning.
It reminded me of Stephen King's It.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love It, but I also think that Jack in the Boxes, just by their nature, are meant to torture children, and they just... They're from the beginning. They're one of the scariest things you can put in front of a kid, so I always kind of carried that with me.
Had you ever made a film this short before?
No, I've never made a 30-second short before, but I really liked it. I thought it was a lot of fun to try and just get together for one night and make something that would tell a whole story in 30 seconds.
Well, one thing that Wes told us after he saw your film is, well, this is either a professional or he ought to be. What do you do for a living?
I do a little bit of video work in my professional life. I make behind-the-scenes fashion videos for a local luxury lifestyle magazine. But I also then in my spare time, what's left of it, I do a web series with my friends about people with superpowers.
The Pops.
Yeah, Pops. The Platoon of Power Squadron, absolutely.
Right. I want a t-shirt.
I will send you one.
Thank you so much, Jake, and I can't wait to see something longer that you do in the future. Thanks very much.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that worked out well. Thank you, Wes, for digging through our haystack and finding the needles and picking somebody who was clearly so, so grateful to be picked.
And my congratulations to all of the, not only the runners-up, but they were all really, really great.
Well, Wes Craven, thank you so much.
Okay. Take care.
You can watch Jack and all 9 of Wes Craven's favorite scary short submissions at studio360.org.
Studio 360.
A footnote to our scary shorts adventure. One of our submissions came in the mail. The mail, not email. It wasn't a DVD or a flash drive. It was a piece of paper, a printed treatment on a single sheet. It came from Penny Jones in New York City, who wrote, I think it would be possible to collage this together from old movie clips and nature films. Thanks for your consideration, and hopefully a geriatric exception. Penny happens to live right down the street from our studio in Soho, so we asked her to come in and read her synopsis for us.
Arctic is the title, in black over a close-up of the blob heaving from the movie The Blob. Clip of the blob being dropped from the helicopter into the sea with the question mark from the movie. Next shot would be polar bear on an ice floe with a clip from National Geographic or a nature film. Looks into the water very intelligently and paws toward the blob. Cut to the blob goop seeming to be in the water. We use some program or close-up far proportional angle to make the bear seem to grow in relation to the sea until it's about 200 feet high. Then the polar bear starts swimming. It's an aerial shot. The polar bear eats a boat and gets bigger. I would cut using a bear ice hole pouncing clips from nature films and a ship sinking in rough seas, something like Poseidon Adventure or some other ship disaster movie. The polar bear eats a main town. Not sure where to get the clips. Maybe drop this. The polar bear heaves up into New York Harbor and is by now huge and eats the Staten Island ferry. And by now he's towering over the skyline. Not sure where to get the clips. An attack on the ferry must exist. A huge mass of 100-foot-long seals slither up onto the battery, moving like maggots and eating and knocking down everything in their path. Pull back to an aerial shot and sandwich and colorize maggots into seals swarming Manhattan. Pull back again using Google or MapQuest and sandwich a mix of huge, spooky, deep ocean bottom fish, anglerfish, and so on, converging on the East Coast. And that is the end of the movie.
Now, we'd love to see Penny's short realized in animation, archival footage, live action, whatever. We've posted her synopsis at studio360.org if anybody feels like taking a swing at one final scary short. Thanks for the submission, Penny.